ExxonMobil.
Go ahead, Rusty. That's KO4NUE. How you doing today, bud?
I'm out paying bills. What can I say?
Here with Daddy loading hay on the trailer. We've got 30-something bales so far.
For you. Build muscles. Build character, as my grandpa used to say.
Nah, these are round bales. We letting the tractor do all the work, and then we get back to the house and pick them off with Bobcat, so that makes it easy.
I did a stint one summer of loading the square bales and stacking them. That was fun.
I don't know about all that. Well, that summer I worked as a Gandy dancer, and I think that's the worst job I've ever had.
This was the summer I was told I was building character, and because I wasn't getting paid for it, let's put it that way.
Well, Dad's always been in fabrication. Welding, fabrication, machine shop, things like that, and he was subcontracted down at Spartan Iron and Metal for the summer, and when I got out of my junior year in high school, he said, "I got a job for you." I said, "What's that?" And he said, "You're going to be a Gandy dancer for the summer." I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Well, you find out in the morning." So he took me down to Spartan Iron and Metal down there in Spartanburg off of Howard Street. And I drove railroad spikes for the entire summer, fixing that railroad line that goes through Spartan Iron and Metal. And needless to say, I don't think I ever want to be a Gandy dancer again.
One of those jobs that builds character. And my grandfather, years ago, he worked for what used to be the Seaboard Airline Railroad, which is long gone is now. Now there's CSX is now what it is now. So anyway, he did, and he ran a crew of 250 guys, and what they did is they spent their time going up and down the Atlantic coast repairing the lines for the Seaboard Airline and then the Seaboard Coastline Railroad.
I remember we got halfway through the job, about halfway through the summer, and here comes CSX or one of the, I forget which railroad company, on the main line there, and they had this train that, I mean, it did it all, man. It took the spikes out. It dug a little trench, put the new one in, slung gravel everywhere, and I mean they could do it at, I don't know, maybe a half a mile an hour or something like that, and here we are been digging this line out by hand, and oh my gosh, it was brutal.
But I bet you didn't get any trouble that summer though, did you?
No, I did not. And so we started off, you know, the Gandy hammers have got two heads on them. One's about probably a 2-inch head, and then you flip the other one around, and this got probably about an inch and a quarter head on it. And first day on the job, I broke two handles out of the hammers, and they took me off of the hammer. Took me off of the hammer work. And I started moving gravel by hand. And, it was just brutal.
Oh, yeah. But at least you picked up some nice pocket change that summer.
Yeah, it built a lot more than character. And you're right, I never would stay much in trouble anyway. But I had something to do for the summer and got to... you know, got to experience it, and we had a little shuttle vehicle there at the scrapyard that they, you know, the main trains would bring in scrap steel, and I forget what them little old things are called, little motorized train. It's not a full-size train, but it just moves cars around on a side yard, one of them things. And at the end of the summer, I got to run it for a couple of weeks. And, you know, it wasn't about 500-600 yards long, but, you know, it was kind of neat, you know, kind of interesting. I enjoyed it once you got past the, you know, the soreness, being sore every day.
As you built your muscles up and everything like that, then it became a little bit easier to handle. So, as they say, been there, done that. Don't have a T-shirt for it. Don't want one either.
So, you've been doing all right? Health is okay and everything?
Things been going pretty good. I've been staying healthy. I mean, they did me do a stress test a week ago, so, and next week I'll get to find out what the results are. Of course, obviously if anything was bad, they'd have contacted me before now, but I had a little bit of shortness of breath about a month ago, and felt that, you know, I went in and talked to them, and they did the chest x-rays, did the ECG, electrocardiogram, and did a breathing test, and said my breathing was good for someone my age and everything. Said the only thing they found on the cardiogram was the little problem I had with a heart murmur, and I've had that for years. And the x-ray showed nothing, so they did one of those nuclear stress tests and last Wednesday. And the only thing that came out of that was I was one heck of a bruise on the back of my right hand where they put that little port in there to put the chemicals in.
They didn't do anything for his face, though, Chan.
Looking. The pot calling the kettle black.
Hitting zero, TR. Good morning, Chan.
Morning, Tom. How you doing this morning? Hey, I had a friend of mine. We was at the hardware store the other day, and he says, "Boy," he said, "you done got fat." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I still got the advantage over you though." And he says, "What do you mean by that?" And I says, "Well, I can always lose the weight." I said, but you just ugly. I said, you can't ever lose ugly. It's going to be with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's the truth. Oh, well, we're just headed down to our favorite place, Aldi's, and going to drop off a couple letters, bills, of course. Pills and bills, ain't it, Rusty?
It's about the size of it, and this morning it was more bills than pills, so. But anyway, my electric bill is paid, and my trash collection is paid, and paid on my TV, paid on my washer, and paid on my refrigerator. So I'm all up to date on them. So, you know, that's where it stands right now. But anyway, doing all that and just going along. And now I'm headed for the really expensive place. I'm headed for the grocery store. Go ahead, Chad.
Dad in the truck, and we moving hay, so I'm going to step out of here. 7-3 to y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day, and I appreciate the conversation. Let me focus on what's going on here.
Okay, Chad, good morning to your dad. I had to look at the clock to make sure it was still morning. And you guys have a wonderful day. And there was something else I was going to tell you, Rusty, and I can't remember what it was right now. But, the refrigeration guy I was talking about was for the refrigerator. And he had to put a fan in there. You know, I can't get down there to do it. I just can't do it. I screwed myself up the other day, blowing out the condenser and that. But he put that fan in there. It's got a little strip heater on the back of it. That thing was all iced up again. I asked him, I said, what's the best brand of refrigerator by now? And I thought I had the best. He said, none of them. That pretty well covered it. But at $296 later, it's working now, supposedly.
Yep. Frost your meat. Frost everything in the refrigerator part, and it won't defrost everything in the
the freezer part. So that's the good point. That's what you want it to do. So, well, you know, it's you're probably right on different models. I mean, I've got different brands of different things in the house. I mean, my washer and dryer are actually two different brands because I bought them at two different times. Refrigerator is a different brand, and the stove and the dishwasher are the same brand. But you know, so I've got a bunch of different ones. I kind of look at the fact that it depends upon the appliance I'm buying as to what brand I go looking for. Some are better than others in depending upon the type of appliance it is. Tom, W2T Mobile.
Richie Garner Mobile. Yeah, I don't know nowadays. They're all just plastic. This is one of those real nice French door things. We give the kids our Samsung because the plastic in it kept breaking. And it was a nice refrigerator. But these were really nice, and they have two doors up high and two doors down below in a meat compartment. But just before the warranty wore off at 2 years, I had to have the compressor changed, the evaporator changed, and the main control board changed, which would have been more than the refrigerator cost.
And you always hope you have to have any warranty work done before the end of the warranty period. And a friend of mine, I guess it was 2 years ago now, ended up being cheaper for him to buy a new refrigerator, for them to buy a new refrigerator than it was to get the one he had repaired. Because, the day after the warranty ran out is when the refrigerator crapped out, so go figure.
I was within a couple of days. But I gotta say, the concierge at Costco's was excellent, and so was this Masters Appliance place. They really treated us right on that. Now, this time it wasn't under warranty, and I was kind of concerned this morning because he started charging me again. I said, well, I thought I paid for all that. And he said, no, you just paid for the service call, which was $89. And I said, okay. I got to looking. He was right. I didn't consider him trying to cheat me or nothing. I just want to make sure. But my bank, U.S. Bank, it always immediately sends me a notice if somebody uses my card. And it did, and it detailed it. And it was another $204 on top of that $89. So everything was legitimate, but it's highly overpriced. But this kid, he's not a kid. He's in his 20s, I'd say. He does this every single day, and he made that remark. And he said, they're all junk now. He said, I know, I got to repair them.
Basically what I've heard, too, on a lot of things. So, you know, it's you have to just buy what you can, get your best deal, and hope that the product that you get is worth the what you paid for it, you know?
Dusty, this thing was no cheap piece of equipment. You've probably seen them at Costco's and Sam's and places like that. I don't think Sam sells them, do they? It's LG. Life's good, but it ain't been so good. Oh, well. I'm not griping. It just had to be done. That's all there is to it. But, we're going to go down here to Aldi's. Bernice got some groceries. I think I'll run over and get some of their gasoline at Wally World and then pick her back up. And we got to go back over to Walmart again, I think, don't we, or not? Yeah, I'll see.
Good morning, Rusty. Good morning, Rusty.
Thank you, Bernice. And, I have arrived at one of my favorite grocery stores. I'm at a good place to get chicken wings, as you keep telling me. And I'm going to go in and pick up some groceries and maybe pick me up something for lunch, too, while I'm here. Take that home and then take it easy, because I've got rehearsal tonight, choir rehearsal tonight, and everything. So, anyway, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. Catch up after a while. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Well, that sounds like a good idea. Boy, I love their chicken wings. 73s, have a nice day. This is N0TR, clear.